giving you the tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green.
Welcome to Inspirational Monday here on Awakened Path Radio. If you would like to check up on what's going on Awakened Path Radio, please visit us at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Now, on to today's show. Today, we have with us our guests, Casey and Brad Wallace, who are renowned speakers, global workshop leaders, and facilitators of consciousness and why we are here. For over 10 years, the Wallaces have been inviting people worldwide to embrace their true limitlessness. And we are honored to have both Casey and Brad here today on our show. Welcome, Casey and Brad, to Awakened Path Radio.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, thank you, Candace, so much. It's just a delight to be here with you.
Well, it is definitely our pleasure. And how do you, you know, I had this little introduction. You said embrace their true limitlessness. It's a mouthful. So could you explain, what does that mean? How do you help people embrace their limitlessness?
Well, most humans here, Candace, who on the earth that experience all kinds of issues or what we call limitations in their life, they just don't think they have the power or the ability to find the resolutions themselves. They're commonly looking at somebody to fix them or somebody to save them. And this really just sends them into this downward spiral of kind of victimhood and chaos in their life. Things don't really seem in order. Things don't seem to be navigational, you know, for them.
Nothing seems to work for them.
We support that all of your powers that you are looking for live within you. You are a limitless being. You are an eternal being, and you have the ability to enable all of this activation for your own self. And when you do that, your life completely transforms itself. We do this through the teachings of an ascended group named Julius that I trans-channel to audiences and to students worldwide for people who are really ready in their life to grab the steering wheel and get on with it. Brad has a really great saying. It's a common saying for people. You want to do things right, right?
If you want to do things right, you do them yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you can't blame anybody else. And, you know, which most human beings are very good at. They're all that, you know, the reason why they can't do something is because of somebody else. Mm-hmm. And it's time to, excuse me. I tell our students all the time, it's time to pull up your big girl and big boy pants and take responsibility for your life. And let's get moving on with it, because you've tried everything else and nothing else has worked. So let's go.
Well, things work partially. You know, we've always said, you know, the great thing is when people set on an intentional journey, a conscious journey or awakened journey for themselves, every step along the way provides some aspect of results. So that's great news. You know, usually we find some inspiration and we find some movement in our lives. But commonly the issue is you still hit major, major roadblocks. And of course, those roadblocks are always in the fields of the things usually that we want to change the most. They seem to be the most difficult things. And so Julius really helps attack all of those fears in your life that are holding you back in all of the aspects of your life.
And it's very interesting that you make sure to say that we have to take responsibility. Because it is, in society, we're always thinking that the greater picture of society, we're always thinking out that the answers lie somewhere else, not mm-hmm. within ourselves.
Yeah.
And I love that there's more talk about that these days about the answer is not without, it is within.
Yeah.
And many people are awakening to that. And once we do, we can make great changes in our lives. Once we take ownership of our own destiny, of our own journey, things of that nature.
Yeah, that's where compassion really comes in. You know, to have compassion unleash itself from within you, you have to have an understanding. It's not a sympathetic stance, it's an understanding stance. So sympathy is different. Sympathy plays into a little bit of the victimhood, where you're kind of feeding into the victim energy of something. But compassion is this extraordinary place of understanding each other, because we understand who we are. And can you imagine that? You know, no judgment. No judgment. You know, every platform of religious teaching or spiritual teaching will dabble on the non-judgment component. But that's really the key component to everything.
Well, that's about all they say is, let's not bring judgment into it. And yet every time you get into some form of religious teaching or religious platform, it itself is loaded with judgments. I mean, how in the world could you ever satisfy a God with requirement?
Right.
It's a challenge. So I agree with you. We try not to use the word responsibility in the sense that we want that to feel like a weight on you. Okay. We want that to be wonderful news. We want that to be the best news, is that you create this. That's the best news.
Right. You're in the driver's seat.
You know? Right. And so we don't want people to run thinking, oh no, there's consequence, you know, all of that. We want everybody to feel this as the answer that they've been looking for. Now, we understand that people sometimes don't know what that means and don't know how to find their power. So we help them do that, along with beautiful people like yourself, Candace, and people worldwide who are helping to, number one, help people recognize that within themselves.
Yeah, it's really kind of amazing, you know, but, you know, you look back a 10-year cycle at what just the internet has been able to provide to so many people, including yourself, Candace.
Thank you.
This opportunity, this platform to talk to people about bettering themselves and that there's other ways to do things, and you get the opportunity to interview people, how, you know, they've made changes in their lives. You know, 10 years ago, a lot of this wasn't even available, and nobody even knew that it was out there, and they were so afraid of it. And better than that, the people that were in power were telling everybody to be afraid of it, that it was going to run your life, it was going to rule you. The problem was, they understood how powerful it was, and it was going to open the doors to this experience for everybody to expand themselves and to grow. Now fast forward to in today's world, and all of the obstacles that everybody's up against, and how everybody feels like they just don't know where to turn, they don't know where to go, they've tried this, they've tried that, they've run the gamut of all of it in life, and they just feel so hopeless. And what our programming does is, we analyze all that. We talk about all that. We make you get you to understand that you're actually the one who's in that driver's seat. Yeah. And you're the one who gets to make those decisions, no matter what anybody else is telling you. And that alone, when that little light bulb goes on, it changes people's lives.
It sure does. It makes them become more awakened to see things that they haven't seen before, to notice things they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And it's truly wonderful once someone begins their own journey, knowing that they are the one behind the steering wheel.
Yeah, we find that once they get done being angry at that statement, that they're the driver.
Right.
Like, no, I couldn't possibly, but it's this person's fault, and it's this person's fault.
It's everything they've been taught, outside of themselves. Right.
And then, of course, Julius nurtures them kind of through that, and saying, now, let's not judge yourself on top of your judgment. Let's not compound the issue. Let's just get you moving, you know, through the door. So then they're kind of like the 4-year-old who's fallen off their tricycle with the bruised knees, and, you know, the wonderful parent comes along and hugs them and nurtures them, puts a little Neosporin on the scratches and says, let's go again.
Right.
And that's what we do in a nutshell. It's like yourself, we've been able to facilitate many, many people in their ongoing process, because this is a decision that changes you eternally, whether you journey into physical experiences or non-physical experiences. Your thoughts carry you into your next experience. And when you start being aware of your thoughts, every experience changes. And so once you initiate this, instead of being asleep and kind of just waiting for something to happen for you, once you initiate this, things can really get crazy. Yeah. Of course, we try to help provide support through all of that too.
Which we have an absolutely fabulous staff.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Our support staff is just unbelievable in getting back and helping people and working with them. You know, we have people contact us all the time and they say, well, I just don't know where I want to start.
Yeah. Now where do I go? Right.
You know,
yeah.
What am I supposed to do? I've hit, you know, I'm just, this is happening. This is happening in my life. And our support team just gets them lined up, gets them rolling. And, you know, it's like everybody's all part of the family. Another comment that I wanted to make, though, real quick was, you know, we talk so much about Julius and a lot of people don't understand about Julius other than Casey Channel's Julius. Well, what a lot of people don't understand, and a point that I want to get out right away, is Julius has been human. The group of energy itself, those beings have all been human and they have all gone through this human experience. And so the information that they're feeding everyone, that they're giving to everyone in their nurturing, loving way, is given to them through the eyes of someone who has actually been through the human experience themselves.
And how did Julius, this collective beings, these collective beings, how did Julius come to you, Casey? How did you meet them? And how did you encounter it?
Yeah, Brad had a near-death experience in 2007. Wow.
2007.
Massive car accident left him with a huge traumatic brain injury. And through the first year of recovery for him, he overdosed on some of the medications and basically died, went non-physical for about 8 hours.
He
met Julius, or I guess we want to say reacquainted himself with Julius during his out-of-body experience. And when he came, when we were in the hospital, the doctors had told us that they didn't think he was going to come out of it. They basically told us all to come in and kind of say goodbye. They didn't know how long, you know, he was going to hang on life support.
And that's heart-wrenching.
And that's when the game changed.
Yeah. And wow. Brad woke up, shot up out of bed. The doctor was like, holy shit. I mean,
they couldn't shut me up.
He was laughing and giddy and rambling as if he was sitting in a whole nother dimension in the middle of some kind of party going on. We're kind of looking at each other, and all of a sudden, I started to trans-channel Julius back to him right there in the room. Of course, the doctor left the room.
He
didn't know what was going on. Julius made a very quick reconnection with Brad to let him know what had just occurred was real. And that totally changed everything in our lives. Yeah.
Now, before you continue a little bit, some of our listeners may not have heard of the word trans channel. Can you explain it in your, how this, what this phenomenon is for thank our listeners?
You. Yeah. Thank you, Candace, for asking that question. We sometimes forget
to make that for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
The first thing that I want to support is everybody channels.
Yes.
Okay. That's where you get your inspirational thought from. Mm-hmm. That's where you get your ideas from. It's your creative flow. Artists, musicians, authors, everybody channels. Okay. Mm-hmm. But a trans channel means that my state of consciousness kind of dissolves and moves aside, and Julius will kind of enter in and utilize my facilities to communicate. So that's a trans channeling, and there's many of us out there. And then, so I'm not really aware in the course of the conversations going on, I'm not really present consciously. When Julius leaves my body, then I can kind of come back and kind of get a grip on what's taking place. And then I kind of get my download a couple of hours later. The communication that's taking place for me is imprinting me. Mm-hmm. So I'll get the information and kind of can openly speak about what I've talked about, you know, within a couple of hours. And that's how we do workshops and courses and engagements and stuff, is Julius is actually channeling through me and from the audience.
Now, you said after a while you get a download from Julius of what happened. Now, will you have a recollection long afterwards?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny because I have to tell you this, you know, the human side of all of this. When this first started taking place, I really didn't. I didn't know what was taking place. I would just go kind of blank. Brad would come back in, you know, I'd wake up in the mid-sentence with him. I had no idea what was going on. He's all giddy because he's been getting all this fabulous information. I'm like, what is going on? He wants to keep talking. I don't want to keep talking. I don't know. This isn't working for me. What's in it for me? Right. Mm. You know? So we kind of had to come to terms with Julius that they, you know, they had to kind of make sure that I understood, you know, honestly, you know, why would I volunteer to do this? I would be like the dunce in the classroom, like the last one, you know, receiving the information. So there was a lot to get balanced, and there was a lot for me to get used to energetically. The experience used to be very exhausting for me. And again, that would kind of make me incapacitated for aspects of my life. And I didn't want to do it. Mm. But we saw major, major differences happening with Brad. His brain was getting better through the conversations and the teachings and the work with Julius. Mm. And so we knew that we were on a greater path than what we maybe had thought we were going to do this time around. And through persistence, like all great relationships, through compassion and understanding and persistence and patience and anger and frustration and love, things became very seamless.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Right? All of the above.
Yeah, because we've run the gamut of all of the above to some to some degree or another.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Casey, you were trained as an award-winning platform stylist and hairdresser. Yeah. And Brad, you were drafted to play the professional baseball team.
Yes.
How did you end up to your current mission, what you're doing, this work? How did you both end up doing this work? I mean, one would think that, you know, given the backgrounds, that it wouldn't happen, but obviously it has. So could you just tell us about your journey a little bit?
Yeah, well, ironically, the thing was, I had gotten hurt playing baseball, and so I couldn't play ball anymore, and I came back to where I live now,
right,
and which is a small farm in southern Utah. And I basically was lost. I didn't know what I was going to do because I'd grown up and trained my whole life, you know, to be a ball player. Mm-hmm. And so I had to make a living of some kind. So I started a construction business, and it thrived. We were going through a huge growth spurt at the time that some of this was happening, and I grew my business immensely. If there was something that was out there, man, I went after it, because there was no, Southern Utah was kind of left out of, there just wasn't a lot of people to fill the need. And so I was in the construction business, and Casey's daughter actually had come to work for me.
Yeah, I had moved to Southern Utah. I just moved to Southern Utah in 2006. I've been a hairdresser and have had a very expansive career in that, and came to Utah to kind of quiet things down. I'd done the Hollywood thing and done all kinds of stuff. Came to Utah. And so I had a hair salon. I had opened up a hair salon here in Utah. And my daughter, Kimberly, was working with me as well. She was my assistant, and I actually, she ended up going to work for Brad part-time as his secretary. So that's how I met Brad. I really didn't know him during the time of his accident.
We were not husband or wife. And, you know, when all of this transpired, I got in my accident. And
me and Kimmy went to visit him.
Yeah, they went to see me and hear all of that. Everything's changed since that event in the hospital.
Wow.
So the hospital was the turning point, really.
It was. Lots of things, of course, unravel. We're going to support, of course, for your listeners that we understand firsthand the unraveling of your life that can take place when massive shifts are happening, right? From absolute financial devastation to health devastation. Brad was not supposed to recover with his brain past the ability of pulling weeds for the rest of his life. His business partner had embezzled all of the money. Sold all of the equipment. Kimberly and I were literally taking care of Brad, coming up to his house, taking him to his doctor's appointments. We were feeding him. He had zero money in his bank account and zero ability to process thought or reason. So it was like taking care of a baby. Simultaneously, the economy here crashed in 2008, like a lot of economies did. So I was struggling to pay for my condominium and Brad's house payment. We've done all that. We've done all of the massive, you know, crash. And, you know, what are we going to do from here? And how are we going to make these changes? And so through the teachings and accessing our own empowerment, going through the process ourselves, and then deciding to put this out for everybody, we understand you, we understand the public, we understand everybody's lives and the shifts and the devastation and the joy and the remarkable and the extraordinary.
And, you know, and the turmoil within the family.
Right.
Know, everybody thought we were nuts. In fact, my own personal family, they don't talk to me anymore. So they think I'm just an absolute loony tune.
You are, so it's okay. We couldn't really be sane and do all this, right? I mean, don't we love the cool, you know, stemming
sanity is no crime. It's great.
And out of our minds, okay, because our minds are the alter ego. So we actually take that as a compliment now at this point.
Well, you have a lot of company in the loony bin. So it's a great thing.
Right.
You know, and actually once you make that decision, and that's what, you know, part of what we teach to people is you make a decision. You make a decision in your life, no matter what it is, and you live with that decision. And don't look back.
Well, it's the difference between compromising or not. Okay.
Right.
Most human beings compromise a lot in their life. Mm-hmm. They work, they do things for other people. They're just full of fear. They don't think that they can have everything. They think they can only have this. They can only have that. Lots of people tell them that. Lots of things kind of demonstrate.
And so, that's limiting. That's part of the limiting of a belief.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yes,
because that is so powerful.
Yeah.
Is the fact that it's a limiting belief.
And Julius always tells everybody, when you have your guts full of the victimhood and the limitation, you will unleash yourselves. And that's where the bravery comes out. That's really where the soul starts to dance and starts to sing. It no longer has to sit backseat to the altered ego and to the fear components, and everything gets shaken up. But that's where the stimulation comes, the adventure comes, the curiosity comes, the creativity comes. That's where the joy, you know, really, really lives.
Right. Now, you also, you both teach about the matrix, which, you know, can be very complicated. I mean, people analyze the movie, The Matrix, and they're still trying to understand that. So, Could you tell us, how do you make people understand this matrix, and what makes the way you present it so unique?
Thank you for asking that. I want to support that. I can't even watch the movie The Matrix. They've made it so convoluted. I'm like, what in the hell? Okay.
Yeah. Most people are watching it for Keanu Reeves. Come on. I mean,
we're talking about people wanting to run from the concept. I mean, leave it to Hollywood to scare the hell out of your own power. Okay. A couple of years ago, we got a massive download from Julius. Our students had been asking us for a useful healing workshop, workshop to really help get everybody turbocharged out of their fear limitations in their lives. And Julius provided an experience for me where they took me into accessing a teaching that we want to support that this is universal stuff. This isn't, I didn't create it. Brad didn't create it. Julius doesn't even claim that they created it. But as a physical being, everything physical has a thought matrix grid around it. It's a gridding system. Now, science actually supports this. This is kind of cool because this is where science and spirituality start to bridge themselves together, which we love.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's an energetic gridding pattern system. It's made up of thought, what we call thought energy, and the perception for which you create your world from. So this is your attitude or your thoughts, and it creates an energetic pattern for you. It sits within your, some people would call it an auric field. Some people would call it the seven energy bandwidths that are emitted from the physical embodiment. But when you process thought, because the brain does not create thought, it processes thought. So thought lives in all consciousness around you, and you draw into you thoughts that you are energetically matched to and that you accept, and your soul is the emotional processor of thought, and your soul expands that thought into an experience for you. But everybody's grid gets imprinted with the dominant energy. And for human beings, that becomes fear. Mm. So in a nutshell, your grid gets crusted all up with fear-based perception.
And a good way to look at that is, let me give you a quick analogy. Look at the screens on your windows. You know, most people, or practically everybody, has a screen on their window. Within a 1 year's time, how much gunk has begun to get deposited on that, you know, a screen door or a window, you know, from the dust and from all of that. Well, this grid matrix, what if you want to refer to it as a matrix system, we refer to it as just a grid. Mm-hmm. It collects
fear. So when you go on a conscious journey and you finally decide to change the way you think, that's fantastic. But your grid holds on to all this previous perception. And so you'll hit ceilings of your progression. You'll make some changes in your life, but you can't seem to get that superpower coming through. And this is generally because the high frequency thoughts just can't make their way through the gridding system for you. So we have developed an extraordinary 3-day hands-on workshop here at our facility. There's phase one and phase two where you come in, and for 3 days, Julius literally helps you clean your grid off. Workshop one, everything works to change all of the perspectives of everything that has ever limited you in your life. And you leave the workshop with things in your life massively changing, work situations, relationship situations, the ability to come up with new ideas, the ability to come up with resolutions. We took that workshop deeper this last year into a level two, where we work the matrix system throughout your physical embodiment. It's called the blue body gridding system. It helps to design how your physical embodiment has coagulated itself together. Julius pushes that energy through your body and takes you to the highest three levels of consciousness, super,
ultra, and hyper.
Super, hyper, and ultra consciousness. And this facilitates your accessibility to a very good experience of all the potential that you are. It's really extraordinary. And this changes people's health issues in their life. It changes the way they age. It resolves so much of the limitations. Our students, we've had a 100% success rate from our students.
100% rate.
Yeah. So this is all about the continued collective aspect of just changing all the energy in your life. That's kind of what it comes down to. Your thoughts, your physical components, your spiritual components, your ethereal components, everything that makes you up as a collective being here on the Earthship and helps you completely reconfigure everything. It's quite exhilarating. It's quite exhausting. But imagine what it's like to be able to wake up with the windshield cleared off. Right. It's amazing where you can go. Amazing right. where you can go.
And on that note, we've running out of time. So what an awesome interview we've had so far. And just quickly, would you just give us some contact information for listeners so they can keep updated about your workshops, publications, etc.?
If they go to our website, expandwithjulius.com, that website is just absolutely loaded with information and programming that we offer on a monthly basis. And at the very top of the page, under the scrolling banner, there's actually an icon there that says, click here for your free gift. And your listeners can actually get a free program from us that's a full class on your empowerment, on how powerful of a being you can be, that you are, and you can become.
Thank you so much, Casey and Brad. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Candace, and for your patience and for your kindness and your gracious invitation. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
www.awakenedpathonline.com. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green, and you are listening to Awakened Path Radio, giving you tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. Namaste and blessed be.